Well, for some reason, I feel like I've really slipped a few days. You know, because I didn't take the time in the morning to really get a feel of having the 3.6 million. I did hold it a bit during the day and did notice some things happening. But I didn't really, you know, do it in the morning with the intensity of really getting a strong feeling. You know, the issue is that sometimes I think I might be too hard on myself, and other times I'm not sure if I'm hard enough. You know, I don't know where the balance is. It's so hard to tell. I mean, when you're doing something like this, in all honesty, even if you, let's say, fall in someone's direction, maybe who has already done it, it's different for each person, and it's different for you. Because we all sense things differently, we do things differently. I mean, that's why the world is wonderful in a lot of ways, because we're all different, we experience things differently. And so there's all that variance in there, but in that, it's sometimes difficult to know whether you're doing something right, or doing something as right as you can, or as good as you can. It's difficult to measure. You know, when we're growing up and going to school and so forth, they have ways they give you to measure yourself. You know, they give you little tests, and the teacher gives you little stickers for behaving and all kinds of things. All that means is you've done well according to what they think you should be behaving and learning. Not necessarily on the amount you actually learned or absorbed in a manner that's really useful to you. Regardless, when we do this stuff, it's very hard to tell sometimes, to know where you're at. And because things can sometimes take a while to show up, it's even harder. So you sort of go on faith. And to be quite honest, I'm not that big on faith, you know, because at some point, you have to say is, well, nothing's showing up. All this faith is kind of blind leading the blind. So in all honesty, I go through this all the time. And in a sense, I'm recording this because I want other people to know that this is reality. That when we do this, when we create like this, we don't always know exactly where we're at. We have some idea perhaps, but there's also a lot of confusion and doubts, and then there's positive feelings, and then there's a renewal of, yeah, this is working. All kinds of things. And then you have, you know, your life and all the things that happen and go on. And last few days it's been quite an uproar because things are getting worse again with the tests. My wife having cancer. And then I feel even worse again because I feel like I don't know what to do. I don't know how to solve the problem. And then sometimes I cover it up with my own bullshit. Sometimes very ingenious bullshit. You know, the stuff you hear from people. When you take courses or whatever and they say, oh, this is because of this, and, you know, you just have to work on the basis of trust or all kinds of stuff. Like the thing I said about healing with love, that there's a lot of other things involved, like a person's free will. You know, and you can't necessarily interfere with that by forcing a healing on them. And you know what? That sounds all logical and perfect and all so smart. And in reality, you know what? In some ways, it's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, I'm in a sense pacifying myself because I cannot figure out how to heal the situation. I mean, that's the actual honesty of it. I don't know how to heal my wife. I don't know how to get rid of that cancer. I have no idea what to do. I've done the sending love thing, tried it for a long time, did my absolute best with it, and I actually am damn good at it. And nothing. I mean, who knows if it's nothing? I mean, maybe by now she might not even be alive anymore if I hadn't done it. We don't know that. See, that's the thing. We don't know that. We don't always have something to bounce the ball up against to measure ourselves. We just don't know. So, but I do know that it's not healed and things are getting worse. Week by week, things are getting worse, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I have no idea whatsoever. And then, of course, like I say, I cover it up with bullshit. Logic. Logic. You know what logic is? Logic is bullshit. That's what logic is. Straight bullshit. Covering up what we don't know. Rather than saying we don't know, we will keep trying to figure it out. No matter what, we'll keep trying. But the bottom line is we don't know. You know, and there's all kinds of people that figure they have ideas and we can do this and we can do that and we can do Reiki and people have been cured with this and people have been cured with that and somebody drinks sewer water, they've been cured with that and this oil and that oil and, you know, really it comes down to that's not really it, is it? A cure is a cure is a cure, okay? That's what a cure is. A cure is something that solves the problem. And not just for one person over there and 10 people over there and 100 failures over there. That's not really a cure. You know, that's throwing enough shit in the wall hoping that something will stick. It's not good enough. That's the bottom line. That's why I keep going. Because I'm never satisfied. I'm never satisfied with my ability to create. I always want to see more, expanded more, better, easier, faster, more accurate, in a way that gives you results in such a way that you can feel, you know, the results coming, even though they may not come right away, but you know they're coming because you can sense it, feel it, see something. And we have little things like this happening with the 3.6 million that we're creating in a sense, because we see things coming about. And one of those yesterday when we were in Victoria at the cancer clinic, we're at the height of the season. The town is busy to its max. And we're talking people everywhere, cars everywhere. Three times we found a parking space, which is impossible in that town. Three times, right exactly where we needed to be. Bingo, parking spot. Unbelievable. Unheard of, actually, going into that town. I mean, you have to expect to drive around for half an hour, hoping that you'll land a spot. Because there's 10 other people in front of you and 10 others behind you doing exactly the same thing. Or you'll park for a long ways away and then walk and walk and walk. Anyway, those are signs that the allowing is taking process. And allowing to receive means allowing everything. By working with those 3.6 million, we're actually opening up to receive. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. The money will come regardless. Once we open to receive and begin to actually allow it to flow in. But we have to do things to match up to the allowing of abundance. So, the 3.6 million represents a lot of different things. It represents abundance. It represents allowing it to flow in. See, it's a funny thing. But we actually have resistance for the things that we want the most. And many times we actually fear the things that we want the most. We actually fear the very things we desire the most. Now, there are probably 1,001 reasons for that. And sometimes we don't even know we feel that way. We don't even know we fear those things. We don't even know we fear money. But if it's not flowing in great abundance, and very easily, at a rate of that we require, then there is an issue, regardless of what we think. That simply means there is an issue. That's all there is to it. So, as things begin to open and flow in, and our timing clicks into place, like we notice we're at the right place at the right time more often, then we notice that this is working. That's its signs at this point. And when I find a better way to do it, yeah, then the signs will increase and improve and become more stronger, because that's really what we want. So we're not working so much on faith, but we're working on what we can see and feel and touch and experience and know. But we're not totally there yet, but close. Nevertheless, these are little signs that we're allowing to flow in. Now, I have some ideas with this creating. Because how are we creating? We're doing it in a manner of bringing about the experience, the feeling of it, and the experience of having 3.6 million. Now, this will work for anything, be it a car, be it a health, be it relationship. I know it will work. But the individual who wants it has to do it, right? Now, I'm wondering, could we also do that for another person in that manner? See, that's a possibility. In other words, we would be bringing about the feeling of what it feels like to have that person totally healthy. Now, here's the thing. I don't seem to have had much success with it. I shouldn't say not much. I've had some with my dog. But as far as, well, no, I should say also I've had some success with myself, because generally I'm actually quite healthy. Well, actually, in comparison to most people, I'm extremely healthy. So I have success with me in that regard. But I don't feel I've had any success with my wife. That's what I really feel. I'm not satisfied with it. Okay? The bottom line is, I want this to the extent where someone does it and the healing is done, and that's that. Okay, there's no if buts about it. I get very upset about this whole issue of life. You know, we're down here, we have all these things to trouble us. They're constantly nagging us. And they're really interfering with the joy of experiencing life. And I don't think we need all this illness. I don't think we need all this cancer. I don't think it's a requirement. And I think the issue has gone a little rampant and gone way too far. Like, there's way too much of it out there. Every time I turn around, somebody's lost somebody over this issue. And I think enough's enough. Something's got to change. And our ability to make that change has to grow. I know, absolutely, positively, we have the power to do that. We have the right and the power to do that, to make that change. But I don't know how. Now, there's other people that write me that say they've had results with sending love of healing, and that's great. And I guess sometimes when I feel like it has to be 100% unanimous across the world, in other words, everybody has to have success with it. It has to be like, you do it, you have success with it, and that's that. You know, it should be just there. Not this untangible thing that sometimes you have success with it, sometimes you don't. That's not satisfied. That's not good enough. I want it better. And the same thing goes with creating anything. Be it creating wealth, you know, financial abundance, a good job, a happy job, happy family, cars, toys, happy days, all this stuff. Whatever brings us joy, whatever it is for the individual, I know absolutely we have the ability and the right to do so, to create it. We have the ability in us. It's a matter of bringing it out. It's a matter of bringing something that's been lying dormant for centuries and bringing it out. And finding the technique and establishing it to such a degree that everybody can learn it and everybody is able to do it and everybody basically does. That's what I want. I mean, the bottom line is I could create this stuff for myself. Give myself a little place on the beach. And just say, well, that's that. But I'm not happy enough with that. That's not good enough. So here lies a bit of a problem. And I thought about this yesterday. Well, I don't know if it's a problem or not. But from my perspective, things are a little bit different. See, because this has become my job. This has become my reason for living. I mean, this is what I do every day, morning to night. I don't live so much anymore for the joy of living. My entire being and need of existence is coming from the desire to be able to create the things that I want. And not because I want the things so much, but because I have the desire for the ability to create these things. And not even for myself, but I want it for other people. Because for myself, I could easily do it enough to give me what I want and then just sit back. But I'm not satisfied with that. I'm after the actual ability. And the ability in such a package that I can hand it to you and say, there, just do this and you'll get it. Don't worry about the rest of it. Just do that and keep doing it and you'll get what you want. That's why I keep working on it. I keep refining it. I keep trying to adjust it. And I keep pushing myself and pushing myself. And at the end, you know, I'm looking around and in a sense, I'm living like a rich person. You know, I have an incredible life. I mean, I live better than some rich people. That's the funny part. But I don't feel it. Because I'm so busy on the basis of creating it. And I'm obsessed with the creating of it that even when I have it, it just won't be done. You know, even when the 3.6 million show up, then I want to do it again, better, and improve the method. And here lies the irony. In some ways, I don't even want the 3.6 million. That's the funny part. Because see, once they're there, then what do I do then? How do I then improve the creating? Do I do it again? So there's a little thing going on inside of me with that regard. But similar things will be going on with you also. The bottom line is, it's as easy to create a button as it is to create a castle. To the universe, these things are exactly the same. There is no difference whatsoever. But in our minds, there's a huge difference. And by the way, that phrase is not mine. I read it somewhere, and I cannot give credit to the person because I have no idea who wrote it. But it's a wonderful saying. So, to the universe, when it's creating this for you, in a sense, it doesn't care if it's a button or a castle. And it has room. It will expand the universe and expand the world to make room for as many castles as there are people asking for them. Hard to believe, hard to understand. Would take enormous amount of energy to actually show you how that goes, comes about, but nevertheless, you just have to accept it or not accept it. It doesn't matter. What you do for yourself, because it's your choice, but you have to somehow accept the possibility that it's there so that you can allow it in and not feel guilty in any way, feeling that you might be using up too much of the world, taking up too much stuff, taking something away from someone else. When we allow ourselves to receive, we actually bring abundance to others at the same time. That's the actual truth of it. And that's why in Canada and the US and some the Western countries, we actually live so good. Because we allow abundance, and that abundance flows around to everyone else. When you remove the abundance, everyone around you lacks an abundance also. Because remember, you can't buy that new car, so the guy who was working at the dealership has made no sales and has taken no money home to feed his family. The guy who owns the dealership is making no money. And the person who's building those cars isn't making any money because there's no cars to build. And so on and so forth. So as we allow abundance, we create abundance in the world. Now back to the healing part. I don't have a direction what to do at all in a sense of how to heal my wife. If it keeps going, I think I'm going to lose her. The only direction I have is to keep going exactly what I'm doing. And you know, I keep having ideas. I should maybe leave the 3.6 million now and switch to something else. And I keep getting the message, no, stay on it. I believe that sometimes when you stay with something that you're doing well, and working on improvement, that through that sometimes you come to a solution for some other issue that's troubling you. But you have to keep going with something. And because it keeps bringing me a good positive feeling and making me feel good, even despite all this other stuff that's happening, that alone tells me that I'm on the right track, you see. When I'm worried and angry and depressed and frustrated, I can't open my heart. There's no flow of love. That valve just starts to close. But if I focus totally, like I have been, on the 3.6 million, and basically, I guess in a sense, just pretending they're in the bank account so much so that I feel it and fully experience it and the joy that we will have with it. And in a sense, I sort of see ourselves healthy and happy and spending the money with great joy. In other words, she runs out and buys the things that she most enjoys, like perhaps a house on the ocean, whatever. That brings me a very, very high good feeling, which is actually my love opening and flowing out. So I stay with this. I'm going to stay with the 3.6 million and just stick with them and keep going with it. That's the only guidance I have. And hope that a solution comes about, that falls into my lap regarding healing. Maybe this will become the solution. Maybe because, you know, I'm doing good at experiencing the 3.6 million, assimilating it in a sense, getting a really good feeling for it, and in that sense, vibrating in the same vibration of being wealthy, becoming it more and more every day, experiencing it more and more every day, feeling it, feeling the joy, the confidence of it, and through it flowing very pure love out of me, very pure, very defined, finer than I've ever experienced before. So perhaps through that a solution will come out. So that's my only answer at this time. Maybe in the exact same way a person can heal themselves. So I'm going to keep going and keep going with it and keep going. And if you're doing the same thing, then keep going. If you've picked the 3.6 million and you're working on it with me while you're reading this book, then keep going with it. If you're doing something else, if you've picked, you know, a different subject other than the 3.6 million, well, that's fine. You keep going the same way. The subject, in a sense, doesn't matter. It's just a focus, really. We're using that subject as a focus to flow the energy, to flow our allowing for whatever we want. It's really just becoming a point of focus for the allowing of abundance, the allowing of health, the allowing of abundance of joy, of happiness, of friends, of jobs, of money, of cars, of toys, of happy days, evenings, parking spaces, you name it, beautiful coincidences, all kinds of things. That's really what we're opening up in a sense. The whole package through it. So if you've picked healing yourself instead of the 3.6 million, that's fine. So whatever you've picked, stay with it now. Just keep going with it. Just keep growing it and growing it and growing it. I think that's the way to go. See, it's nice when you read a book like this, isn't it? Where the person has got it all worked out. And then he gives it to you in a form where it's all worked out. But the issue with that is, when it's all worked out, they're no longer in touch with the path because they've arrived at the destination. And everybody else who's reading it now is on the path. And that's why, for a long time already, I've thought about writing a book while on the path to creating something. Because I think what you do on the path is much more pure and much more real, and the experience is there because everyone else is going through that experience and having all the doubts and everything else. And when you're at the end zone, it's different because you're there. You then let go. And you forget a lot of stuff. You forget about the doubts and everything else you had on your path. Now the other people are reading it going, oh, I see. Now they're doing the work on the path, going through all the stuff, the doubts and everything else, the anxiety and the, you know, all the stuff we're going through. But in the book, it's not really there. It just says, do this and you'll get this and that's that. But we have to realize and know that all the stuff we're going through is possibly normal, is possibly a part of it, and is okay. And to feel that hopefully we're still on the right track. So I wanted this to be something where we're all together in this. And although, you know, when you read it, I'll have gone past it, but you'll then, in a sense, be on a path, and there'll be other people reading it, and you'll be on the path at the same time. So it could be hundreds or thousands of people all taking the path at the same time, which actually will give it a huge amount of energy and power and make it even easier. Some things are just worth believing, aren't they? I think that's one of them. So on another note, there was some money that showed up in my account. I found out what it is. It's actually from some book sales. Well, here's the funny part, you know, because I've done all this and I've given my books away for years now, free on the internet. Meditation tapes I give away free on the internet. So I'm just not used to making any money by it. And all of a sudden some money shows up and I go, well, what the heck is this money coming from? So it's, you know, it was kind of a surprise and it's, well, kind of fun to see all of a sudden money coming from some book sales. On another note, the boat I was talking about, I realized what the traction was with that boat. You know, that handmade boat. Well, for one thing, the price is now even higher than what I thought. What he estimated, it came in by the time he did all the calculating of the material, it's gone even higher, another 0.25% higher. So we're talking thousands of dollars. But there's something about that boat that just attracted me, and I couldn't quite figure out what it was. But when I was a kid, very young, 7 years old, 8 years old, I used to row around the lake with these big old wooden clinker-built boats. And clinker-built, what that means is they're little strips of wood put together. The whole boat is put together with little pieces, like siding, you know. Anyway, I grew up with those boats, and, you know, that was my happiest times, being on that lake in those little rowboats. And that's where the attraction comes from. So in a sense, the boat is becoming more and more expensive. And the silliest part is, I found myself saying yes to it. I want some changes made and various other little issues changed and so forth, but I basically said to him on the phone, you know, you can count me in. We'll just make some changes over the next few weeks on the plans and that. Type of woods used and so forth, but I'm in. So I've committed myself to it. Maybe not necessarily the smartest thing to do, considering everything, considering Roberta's illness, considering the money hasn't materialized yet for it. And I have some thoughts regarding that, in all honesty. What if things really get ugly with her illness? Right? then it could turn out that we could use that money, certainly more than we need the boat. See, these are thoughts that go through my head. Sometimes I wonder what the heck I'm doing. So, I'm just following that inner voice, you know, that feeling that says, do this. Not with purchasing the boat, not that part, but with working on the feeling, having the 3.6 million in my account, or our account, and fully experiencing it. I did it this morning. I'm going to have to go back and do it again because I was not satisfied with the feeling, the strength of the feeling I got. I was not happy with it. I feel I need a more, stronger feeling. You know where part of that comes from? Insecurity. I'm feeling a little insecure. So I'm trying to compensate by increasing the feeling of the having of the 3.6 million in one part of it. In another part of it, it makes me feel so good when I'm actually feeling it, that the stronger I feel it, the happier I feel, the better I feel, the more confident I feel. So I keep running back to that to get a good feeling. So it's becoming a place for me to go to feel happy. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Because when I go there, I'm also creating for myself, or ourselves. I'm also opening to receive more. So it is an all-around good thing. I know we're on the right track. And I feel if I keep going, this will improve my ability to, in a sense, create the feeling, in a sense, then also create the actual reality of it, will improve also. It's like a path that doesn't really have an end to it, or a full destination. It just has little prizes all the way along. And the big prize, the 3.6 million, may come differently for everyone else, depending on the ability of allowing at the time, even depending on the ability of my allowing. So, depending on how my allowing is going, will depend how I received this money, and in which amounts. You know, will it be a slow increase of income? Will it be a lump sum? Will it be small pieces? Will it be stretched out over a year, over 6 months? It's hard to say. And that's where, you know, in a sense, it's easy to get discouraged. Because we look for that physical evidence. I mean, that's what we live for, is physical evidence. You know, so much is based on faith and, you know, sometimes our religious ideas say money's not good, chasing after it's not good. If you go into some of the New Age practices, as soon as you mention money, everybody shudders. It's like, oh, that's not spiritual. Abundance is very spiritual. It's all these issues. A lot of that has to be let go of. That's not always easy because you hear it in so many places. You know, and it creates doubt. So then we have to go back to the faith part. We have to go back to thinking some things are worth believing. It's not, like I say, it's not a place I really like. I like doing something and knowing there will be results and seeing the results on the way. It's like building. Let's say if you were to build a boat. Right? You go to a store, you get your blueprint. You go to another store, you buy some lumber. You go home and start cutting pieces out and start gluing them together and so forth. And you can see something's happening there. There's my boat. There's the blueprint. That's the idea. The blueprint is the idea. Right? And there's the boat forming. Well, when we're doing that to 3.6 million, it's a little different. Mostly what we're doing right now is feeling it. Experiencing it. A little stronger every day. The little evidence that we're getting, you know, those little things that are happening, they're so easy to write off, you know, say, ah, that was just a coincidence, come on, you can't really associate those two things. See, that's the thing about this stuff. It's so easy to rub it off. You know, something bad happens, we get a little depressed, and bang, you know, we want to drop everything. We just go, oh, this is no good. I mean, you know, because we're not used to it. We're just not used to it. And I believe that with practice and in time, things do get better. Now, as we create something, let's say, and then we look at all the evidences of what happened on the way to creating this thing, right? And then the next time we do it and these things begin to happen again, well, then we know that these are little pieces of evidence that something is happening. But we don't have all that experience. We're just stepping out and sort of doing this and treading the first path through the woods. And finding our way and working on faith, on trust. It's a very hard thing to do. But it also builds character. Has a lot of positive sides to it. To follow the conviction of what we choose to believe. Some things are worth believing in. So, we choose to believe them. And now we have to follow them. We have to choose to follow what we believe with a certain conviction. Determination. In a sense, that's what makes life. You know, we grab onto something and we say, yes, that's it for us today. This is what I'm going to do. This feels good. This is the path I'm going to follow. This is what I'll do. It goes like that for runners. Joggers, marathon runners, they don't know they're going to win. Sometimes it doesn't matter to them. They just go in there and they do it. It's a choice we have to make. I think it's a choice we have to make sometimes, not for the end result, but for the being of making that choice, making that conviction, choosing this path, not for the end result, just because we have to choose a path. We have to choose a direction. We have to choose something to bite into. We have to do it for that reason, not so much for the end result. Then we have more purpose and more staying power with it. Because it becomes what we do, what we believe in, what makes us tick. Because what makes us tick is what we believe in. That's what makes us tick. Whatever that is for each individual. And to believe in something is power, is joy, whatever that is. Well, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to go back now to the boat, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to bring about that feeling of having the 3.6 million stronger than I ever experienced it before. Just because I want to. Just because I have chosen this path. I have chosen to experience this. And I will follow it with conviction.